Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
My name is Cleveland Brown.
And I am here to say my show is really dumb. I'm glad it's not on anymore.
I'm glad it's gone away.
Yeah, that's much better, Autumn.
I'm glad
Thank
it's
you.
Gone.
I win. Bye.
Piss off.
Hey, Autumn.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going good. Full of coffee and chili.
Oh, God. Chili. When are you going to start farting that chili?
Probably about the coffee. 11:30.
You made chili again?
I did.
You didn't bring me in.
I was in a hurry, Jeff. I thought about you, but there was no meat in it, so I didn't think you'd care. I know you like meat.
Is it full of beans?
It was all beans.
All beans.
Ew, I don't like beans.
It was just like a bunch of beans.
How can you eat chili without beans
in
it?
I'm trying to eat less meat.
No, I'm talking to Autumn.
Oh.
You need kidney beans. Yes.
Nope. Ew.
Gross.
There was kidney beans.
Kidney
Take
beans
your
best.
Fucking beans and stick them up your own asshole.
I like kidney beans.
And
I like beets.
Poop them out like this.
Do you eat chili without beans, Autumn?
Yes. No, I am pro no bean.
Then that's just meat soup.
That's what I'm saying. It's like hot. That's
delicious.
It's just hot dog chili.
Yeah.
No, you don't. What are you talking about? You don't like cut up a hot dog.
But that's what you're talking about, though. It's like the hot dog chili, right? What we would consider that you just, you know.
Yeah.
It has no beans in it.
It's better.
It sounds like sloppy Joe.
Which sound? Oh, or a Brunswick stew.
All right.
There
okay.
you go. More
okay.
of a Brunswick stew.
All right, yeah. That's got some corn in it.
Gross. Fucking corn and chili
I
is
love
the worst.
Brunswick stew.
I hate corn. I mean, I love
corn. Corn is great.
No. Hang on a minute. I love corn, but I don't like it in tomato based.
Something
shit.
About a freak on a leash.
Yeah, I think I got some fucking sun poisoning.
You're addicted to corn.
I got sun poisoning in Florida. My leg
you
itches
feel?
Like a bitch.
It was because you were playing with those stingrays.
The jellyfish.
No, I didn't touch the fucking thing.
You got stung by that Portuguese man of war.
Some dude picked it up and threw it in the water. I'm sure he picked it up by the tentacles, dumb fuck.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Here's what happened. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 114. Speaking of that, before I get to Florida, I want to say thank you to Mr. Wade 1966 on Instagram. He's just sent me a message today saying he had finished every episode. That means he listened to every single episode of Radio Labyrinth. He's also a fan of EVH. And he says, he told me his work schedule, and he gets to listen to a lot of audio stuff. He listens to us. He listens to his hometown radio station on iHeart in the morning. And then he listens to EVH from 9 to 12, and then his day is complete. He says, Steph is funny. I can relate to her because we both come from the Midwest region. And he says, the podcast is good because we speak to his generation, which is our generation. And then I said, well, Steph will be happy to hear that. And he says, cool. Tell her she has a fan from Little Detroit, Toledo, Ohio.
Aw, Toledo. I love your zoo.
And Mr. Wade is a cool guy. He's an artist, so he has really cool stuff on his Instagram if you'd like to follow him.
Oh, cool. I will definitely follow him.
And he gave me a sketchbook that he left at Mary Todd down in that neighborhood, and I went and got it, and I've been using it. You're a sketchbook. So anyway, back to my fucking itching. I am itching like a bitch.
Did you put some lotion on there?
Just be itching.
I don't have a lotion in my house.
You too. But get out of here. Your wife,
lotion.
She's all dewy on the screen. I know she's got some lotion up in the
she
house.
She has expensive stuff that I'm not allowed to touch.
It puts a lotion on its chin or else it gets the jellyfish again.
She probably has some like Jergens.
No.
You know, like stuff she puts on her legs after she shaves them.
No, yeah. She only uses stuff that's
top shelf.
Qualified to sell in the EU.
Oh, wow. So, it's made out of like stem cells and stuff.
Oh, there's like, it's not tested on animals.
No animals, and
no
it's all natural.
Therabins or yeah. cherubins gotcha. Or calabins.
She gets this really cool, it's beauty counter. So if you're a lady out there and you're interested in beauty counter products, check them out and then talk to my wife and you can order from her. And
she's like a regular Mrs. Maisel at the beauty counter.
I don't know what that means.
From Mrs. Maisel.
She works at the beauty counter.
Oh, she doesn't work at a beauty. Well, she does. She sells
beauty counters. Stuff.
She does sell beauty counter. That's the name of the product. But there's this charcoal soap that I love. I love charcoal.
And it's supposed to really get into
and
your
that's
pores.
Why you, that's why you're posting all those blackface pictures of you with the charcoal
it's
face mask.
Yes, that's. I do that all
Thank
the time.
Thank God there's a reason.
Look at here.
No, that was awful. I should never do that again. No. I will never do that again. Well, I won't. I'm getting texts. Not nice. I'm going to reply, not nice. Somebody texted me their middle finger. Sean Gardner.
Oh,
yeah. Is he mad at me for saying that he sounded like the dude from Silence of the Lambs?
When did you say that?
Yeah, a couple shows back.
I don't know that he heard it. Fuck that guy.
I still have his, still got his book I got to give back to him.
What book?
From, oh, God.
All right, you think about it.
A book?
I've got CRS so bad.
What's CRS?
I can't remember shit.
Oh, I never heard that,
man,
but I like
that's
that.
That's my life. That is my life.
The show,
The Punisher.
The Punisher, oh, yeah.
Because he poo-pooed the show.
But he loves Garth Ennis.
Yes, and he said the show was a big pile of shit, even though he watched every episode.
I thought it was good.
I loved it. And then he was like, but no, you have to read the books. And I still haven't read it. It's still sitting on my nightstand, which I'm sure he's going to admonish me to no end.
Well, you know, when his wife, Lisa Krause, hears this, she's going to run and tell him.
I'm going to see her Friday night.
All right.
It puts the Punisher back karaoke on the shelf.
Hey, man. So anyway, I went to Florida last week. It was our honeymoon. It was our one-year anniversary, so I've officially been married for 1 year.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy.
And
did you get any paper?
Huh?
Did you get any paper from your wife?
We gave each other.
Yeah, what was your gift?
We gave each other cards. Okay, so we left, let's see, we left last Wednesday in the afternoon. She had to work Wednesday morning. And so Tuesday night I came home from the barbershop and I got tulips and roses and I put them out. And I got a little red coffee cup filled with candy and a big balloon that says, I love you. And I put it all out where
aww,
she would see it in the morning.
How sweet.
And then we put all that shit in the refrigerator because we were going on a trip. But our presents to each other was our trip. So we went down there and we stayed at the Westin on the beach.
Swank.
Fancy.
Yeah, but it was a package deal. You got the hotel and you got the airfare. It was all included. Southwest Airlines, which I'd never flown.
No baggage fees.
No baggage fees. Also, no assigned seats.
Yeah, I hate that.
You were in Group C, so wait until everybody better than you gets on the plane, and then good luck finding a fucking place to sit.
Yeah, I don't like Southwest. I feel like an elitist because I do not fly Southwest.
But their tickets are not cheap. Especially
after everything, right? Like after you go through the whole thing, yeah, like with mm-hmm, taxes, fees, and then if you do need to check a bag, I think it gets a little hairy after that too.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to Detroit. I won't be here, not next week, but the week after. I won't be here because I'll be in Detroit.
You'll be in Detroit.
But I, you know, always shopping around looking for my tickets. And Delta, I always have a hard time beating Delta.
Delta is good.
I always fly Delta.
Well, they have more airplanes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
They love to fly.
It's a little harder for me from here because in Maryland, it's all Southwest. So I think it is cheaper to fly out of here through Southwest, but home from Georgia, it's cheaper. Does that make sense?
Yep. Well, so we took a direct flight right to Fort Lauderdale, got right in a Lyft, because I use Lyft, not Uber. And we get to our hotel, check in, and, you know, I grab a cup of coffee, and then we go to the beach, because I'm a coffee drinker at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And we, you know, we sat out there for a little while.
Was it breezy?
It was nice. Mm. It was in the 70s, so it wasn't super hot, maybe 80.
Did you hold hands?
We held hands a little bit when we went for our walk. And we shut up. I'm not a gay. Anyway, so we get there and we go walking along the beach and there's these little blue things. These and they look like bottles or plastic bags, Ziploc bags with tentacles coming out of them. And I said, oh look, that's a jellyfish or something. And oh no, it's a Portuguese man of war because I saw the tentacles. And so I said, avoid that. And there were a bunch of them washed up. And apparently there was some sort of thing going on. And so, you know, there was a bunch of them. And anyway, we walked back. And the second day we're at the beach, we're down there all day. I get sunburned. And there's these people poking at something. And I go down to look because whenever there's a commotion, you run over.
What's with all the commotion?
Don't put your lips on it.
And I get down there and I go, oh, that's a Portuguese man of war. And people are taking pictures of it. And there's, you know, the concerned trolls, you know, the
it's going to die.
The middle-aged white women. Oh, let's put it back in the water. No, let that fucking thing die. No, let's put it back in the water. And I'm like, okay, these women are idiots. And she's using her shoe to try to shove it back in the water, but it doesn't want to go back. And first of all, it's not a whale. You know what I mean? It's a dolphin that grounded itself.
Because you don't think it has any feelings. Like, you don't think that it is, like, gasping for
No, it's a horrible anything. Beast. It's made up of, it's not even a single organism. It's, the Portuguese man of war is just that floaty thing, and then all those little different organisms making stingers from hell. And they're doing that, and then I go back and sit down, and this dude walks down the beach with a bunch of his friends. He bends down, picks it up by the tentacles, and throws it back into the water.
Oh, wow.
And I read about what happens if you touch those things. You get whip marks, gash marks on wherever it touches you. So I'm sure he was in excruciating pain. What a dummy.
Was he drunk or just
I don't know. I just saw him do it. I didn't.
You didn't follow him home and laugh at him the whole time?
Hey, fuckface. Ha ha. How's your hand? No jerking off for you tonight. Lefty.
Caitlin Pratt, Fox 5 News. Sir.
No, she was laughing because I was making fun of the guy. And, you know, the other thing is when we landed, that's when we found out we weren't very far away from that school. So that was horrible. But, you know, you try to put that out of your mind. We weren't there to be upset.
No, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Man.
And, you know, we went to a couple different restaurants. Went to a tiki restaurant, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I saw the pictures from that. That looked really cool.
Yeah, and it turns out a lot of people that go there know about that place. It's been around for a long time, and they do a show where they, you know, this is a tour of the islands and all the different dances from the different Polynesian islands.
Oh, right.
Food sucked. Food is awful.
Did you have some poi?
No, I had ribs.
Oh.
And the ribs were drier than my great grandma's anus. I don't like where that went. I pulled back. I was going to say something super offensive, and
that was the thing that was less offensive than what you were going to say.
Yep, I was going to say cunt.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. It was less offensive. Yeah. It was.
So, yeah, that was cool. Then we went to a different restaurant. We had breakfast one morning at a Permane Brothers, which.
Breakfast?
Actually, yeah.
You can't have breakfast at Permane Brothers.
Yeah, you can. They're a diner.
But you wouldn't want to.
Why wouldn't you?
Because you can't get the sandwich with the fries on it. That's
they have that all the time.
That's
what I had for breakfast.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You can't have a fry sandwich for breakfast.
You can if there's bacon and eggs on it.
That's what I'm talking
about. So Permane Brothers is a Pittsburgh restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And they're a diner, a 24-hour diner. And they're known, it's bar food, but they're known for the sandwich with big white bread, coleslaw, and whatever you want on it. But there's French fries, coleslaw, cheese, and all that shit on it. It's
yeah,
great.
And the coleslaw in the morning, I don't know.
I loved it. But it's owned by the same people that own Permane Brothers in Pittsburgh.
Was it as good?
I guess so. Last time I had Permane Brothers, I was shit-faced. So it was good, I guess.
So you guys didn't get shit-faced on this trip?
No, we didn't. I had two beers. I got severe heartburn. The first night we were there, I had two beers and I didn't want to drink anymore.
Mm.
Just relaxed, chilled out, had fun.
You guys get it on?
Had a good time.
Let's get it on.
I don't talk about stuff like that on this show. It's private.
All right. Well,
don't ask those questions.
It's gross anyway, Autumn. They're married. Ew.
Shut up.
You're right. It's not hot anymore.
No, ew.
Gross.
It's so familiar.
It makes me think of that song by Flight of the Conchords, Business Time.
Totally.
You put on that
business socks on.
Yeah. Time for business socks. So, guys, that's my trip. Steph, how was African American Panther?
Oh, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah?
I thought it was awesome.
You weren't one of those people who, you know, went in and then walked out, it was all right.
No, I thought it was great.
And then did you post pictures of yourself with your face all made up to be look like you got beat up?
No, I really did get beat up. No, they really did.
Where did you see it?
I saw it in Lawrenceville.
Okay.
And it was
Lawrenceville?
In the hood.
Yeah, it was a nice...
You're with my parents in Lawrenceville?
Oh, well, if they go to the Colonial...
100% they do.
Well, then they know about the reclining red chairs and how
chairs
awesome it is.
Best.
Oh, the Colonial is the shit.
How far is this from Tucker?
Like 20 minutes.
All right.
And 85 or whatever.
We went to that cinema movie grill.
Fuck that. Anytime they bring you
that's
food,
gross.
Get the fuck
the
out of here.
The food sucks. And
get out of my way.
Yeah,
and you got to eat before the movie starts. Fuck that.
Just and all this nonsense, then people be ordering fish and shit, and they're all over there crunching and hacking. And it's nonsense. You're hearing forks and clank shit. But anyway, but no, it was great. I liked it a lot. And like I said, we had a very mixed crowd. It wasn't either, you know, like, oh, God, there's like a couple snowflakes in the mix or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was a very mixed crowd. It was cool. And I personally was more a fan of the villains. I thought Killmonger was, I hate it.
I hear that Michael B. Jordan stole the movie, is what I've heard.
It, not just him, but also the girl that played the sister. She was also in that episode, the Black Museum episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Do you remember that girl? Mm-hmm. She's like the Q character.
Right.
You know, that makes all the little shit and everything. She was great.
Oh, okay. So, I'm going to try to see it either, well, not this weekend, but next
Letitia
weekend.
Letitia Wright is her name. But, man, it was so great to see Michonne as not freaking Rick's cuckold carrying his damn balls around, crying after him. She was a badass bitch again. That was awesome.
Now, was she the one that was supposed to be a lesbian? Because they cut a lesbian allusion, alluding to lesbianism out of the movie.
Lupita Nyong'o and Michonne were supposed to be getting it on.
Two people were supposed to be getting it on. They cut it out of the film.
Oh.
And a bunch of people are pissed, you know, like the grievance people. Grievance peddlers are
mad.
That
was so not necessary at all. I mean, there was no need for that. So well, I'm glad they cut it out.
Well, people always complain. It wasn't inclusive enough.
Why are you going to sexualize it? Because there's a lot of kids watching this.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't need it. It doesn't need to be sexualized.
Why weren't there more transgendered people?
There were lots of blacks, but what about the gays?
Yeah. It's so stupid. That is so stupid. But
everybody needs to shut up.
Then
some
lady got thrown out of a movie theater in New Jersey for yelling. She was drunk and she was yelling racist shit in the theater.
Oh, my God. But this is what kills me is... You know, the white people that have gotten so mad about this
Why
movie,
would you get mad about it?
It's the only fucking all black... Who gives a shit? How many movies have we had?
Hey, don't forget about Blade.
Oh, okay.
But Blade wasn't all black.
Yeah, exactly.
Blade's just Blade.
Yeah, and then we have Spawn, and he was the only black character in that, too. So,
right.
I mean, they don't have... This is the only... this, and they're from Africa. You want them to be all white from Africa, you goddamn idiots? It was created by Stan Lee. He created this
and
character.
And Jack Kirby.
Well, I mean, exactly.
Right.
It's just... people kill me. They were just so mad because black people were so excited about it. Let them fucking have it. Who cares?
Yeah, and what do you think that Star Wars nerds are doing?
Yeah.
Or Harry Potter nerds when they went to see those movies. They were dressing up, too.
Exactly. I don't give a shit. I could care less. And at the end of the movie, you saw who the nerds were in the theater. Because we all stayed till the second credit drop, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was also a nice mix. It was blacks and whites. There was the same mix of nerds that stayed and watched because they watch all the Marvel movies, not just the black one.
Well, having lived in Atlanta long enough to have been going to Dragon Con a number of years, you've seen the crowd go from being mostly white people to being everybody. And I fucking love that. And, you know, everybody's wearing Batman shirts. And now you can dress up as Black Panther or any of the characters from there. And again, there's a whole audience of people that if Marvel didn't start doing this or movie studios didn't start doing this or comic books didn't start doing this, you're going to lose your base. You're going to lose money.
You get like a black beret and an army coat.
What are you talking about?
The Black Panther. Being a real Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. I'm Huey Newton. I'm Huey Newton.
Oh, but I thought it was good.
And Bobby Seale.
But Ryan Coogler, he definitely put his own stamp on it. You know, if you watch Fruitvale Station, which I did, that's hard to watch. I'll never watch it again. And Creed.
Creed was great.
Loved Creed.
Michael B. Jordan's great.
Well, you know, and the two of them, they do all these movies together.
I know.
They have such a great... And now their next movie, from what I understand, is they're going to be doing that Atlanta cheating scandal.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Coogler and Jordan.
And Michael B. Jordan was one of my favorite characters in...
The Wire.
The Wire,
that first season, dude, it made me want to go back and watch it again.
Yeah. I forgot who he played.
He was the one that got killed. Oh,
that's right.
The first season.
Yeah,
it was
that's
so
right.
hard to watch.
Because he was going to rat or something.
Yeah, and he was such a good kid.
Yeah, he was taking care of his brothers and stuff.
Yeah.
So, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great. I look forward. I feel like the second one's going to be better than the first one because they had to do so much setup with this one. And we spent so much time in Wakanda. And the second one, it looks like they're going to be more here, you know, like in Oakland.
And he'll be in the Infinity War movie.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Well, it's weird that there's such a reaction in the first place. I mean, for it to be an all-black cast, I guess, is important. And like you said, that there are people on the screen now that you can go to Dragon Con dressed up. I mean, that I feel like that is impactful. But for anyone to raise a huge stink about it, for or against, is to me, it's like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis and Martin Freeman were in it, though.
And they were both incredible.
The Tolkien white guys.
The Tolkien, right? Yes, I saw that. But yeah, they were excellent in the
movie,
too.
I love Andy Serkis, so I'll see pretty much anything.
Yeah, he was great in this.
Well, good, good. I intend to see it.
Yeah,
so.
You'll like it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I just feel like I wish people would just look at it as another Marvel movie, because it is.
It is.
And that is, exactly.
And it's a great Marvel movie. That's how I looked at it. So.
It's got blacks in it.
It's so stupid.
It's no so shit. Different because they're black.
I can't look up to a heroic person if they're not my own color.
That's stupid.
I can't look up to somebody unless they look just like me.
I've never seen a black person before. Get over it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, God forbid. Like, I'm so sure black kids, they never could look up to Batman or Superman or
right.
any of those.
No.
Fuck those
nope.
guys.
When I was a little kid, my hero wasn't O.J. Simpson. I didn't want to be O.J. Simpson when I was a little kid, which is true. I wanted to be fucking O.J. Simpson.
Sure.
I didn't want to be fucking him, of course, because that has its own dangers.
O.J. Simpson.
I want to cut your head off, kid.
That could be you. That could be you dead in that alcove.
Don't you talk to my wife, bitch. I'm trying to find the real killer.
But guys, do you think he really did it?
Do I think he really did it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't. I believe
hey,
the conspiracy.
Hey, he was found not guilty in a
exactly.
court of law.
Well.
I think he should be able to do TV shows. Somebody's putting him in a movie. We talked about it last week.
Well, yeah. He still owes a lot of money to the Goldmans because the civil case where he was found guilty.
No, he was found responsible.
Yeah.
Which is nonsense. Our justice system is retarded.
I think our justice system is fantastic.
Mm.
It's great.
I don't see how you can be found not guilty of murder, but financially responsible for killing.
Because the prosecution was awful. That's why.
And because of the cloudiness of the evidence, right? Like
yeah.
there was a lot of tampering, accidental, you know, tampering of stuff that you couldn't, you know, rely on it anymore because the LAPD did such a bad job going in there. I mean, there's all kinds of. Didn't we all watch that documentary
yep.
from the sports
documentary?
Channel?
Oh no, I watched
the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Was that was that the TV show or
that was
that
the FX show?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
so,
no, the
yeah.
other one.
Oh,
was
I saw
on, like ESPN. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't watch that one.
Oh, that one was really good.
I didn't see it.
Well, the other one was so campy and weird. I wasn't into it.
Well,
I loved it.
Like they were just talking recently. Like, are you guys still keeping up with the Atlanta Monster podcast?
I am. Yeah, this week's was
so
fucking great.
Good.
But you saw how they were talking about that, like
yeah.
with the OJ thing. It was right after the Rodney King thing, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like how they felt about this whole deal with these rednecks probably killed a bunch mm-hmm. of those kids. And
well, those two guys, with a guy and his brother, who were in the KKK. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to spoil the podcast if you haven't listened to
right.
it yet. But Spin Magazine had written an article years ago mm-hmm. implicating that they had evidence that this one guy. Who was a Klan member, but he did it independent of the Klan.
Right. It wasn't the Klan.
Yeah.
He just.
And. I don't.
It's
yeah,
weird.
I'm
just trying to disparage the
yeah,
Klan.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
No. I mean, listen, the Klan, that's a whole separate thing.
Look, if
this guy's a monster.
If you're in the Klan and you're into this podcast, look, you're allowed to listen. We're just not going to
celebrate. No, turn it off. If you're into the Klan, go fuck yourself. Jump off the cliff. Turn off your radio.
Hey, some of them
turn
are good
off your
people.
Phone. Sharpen it into something sharper. And then
some
stab
of them.
Yourself with it.
Look, some of them are good people. Some of them are good people.
What if you're into the Wu-Tang Clan?
You're allowed to be in the Wu-Tang.
Oh, that's true. If you're part of that clan, what up?
The RZA, the GZA, all
Chef
that.
Raekwon.
Of course.
That great crank anchors call that Dave Chappelle did. Where he calls the bed and breakfast and he wants a room for the Wu-Tang.
Oh, that's classic.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am.
Shut the fuck up. I'm on the motherfucking phone.
It's like a little bed and breakfast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We have a turntable. That'll work as long as I'm practicing.
What's his face? He was just on Spike's car podcast.
Who?
You know, the main guy from Crank Anchors, the one that always goes, yay! That guy.
Oh, Jim Florentine.
Yes. Oh, God. That was, he was so good on there. You would love that episode. Such a great
I love
episode.
Jim Florentine.
Oh, you can listen to that one. You will love it.
The record. The record.
Boom, boom, boom.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
You know, he still does this.
Now you go, lady.
He said it's so hard to do it now because he has to sit there for like days waiting for people to call.
He still does them?
He just did one last year.
An album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't heard it. I got to find that.
He's got his kid on it, too.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about before we got down that rabbit hole? You were talking.
Black Panther.
No. The Atlanta Monster podcast.
Oh, right.
And, you know, you listen to those things and you start thinking in your mind, you know, maybe he didn't do it and maybe he killed the adults, but you know, you can see that they wanted to wrap it up quickly. And prosecutors want to do that, especially when there's pressure. First black mayor and Klan still, you know, primarily out there. But even the FBI agents were saying, you know, the KKK is a bunch of ineffective rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, check out Atlanta Podcast if you have
Atlanta Monster Podcast.
Yeah, Atlanta Monster. But also check out Atlanta Podcast, and we'll get to that in a second.
And when they said on their Ben Bowling, I was like, is that our Ben Bowling? Is
yeah,
that our-
I heard that too. And I'm like, Ben Bowling was an FBI agent? How do you have all that time? So yeah, check that out. You guys, you're not watching Altered Carbon, are you?
I've watched the first episode,
mm-hmm.
and I am in.
Yeah, I'm up to five, but I haven't finished. Because I'm on vacation, I haven't watched a lot of TV, but you watched it. Well, did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You think did they set it up for a season two?
Yeah, there's room for more. I don't know what the source material, how much source material there is.
Yeah.
Because it's based on a book, right?
Yeah.
Is it a series of books?
I don't know. I'll have to check that out.
I don't know how much of the source material is used up, but...
But you also are still watching Counterpart. See, I'm so behind on everything. So
I'm behind on Counterpart.
If you guys want, we can't have a conversation about it because only Jeff's seen it.
I'm only in like episode two, like in the end of it.
I think there's been three or four now.
Yeah, I think it's up to five.
Maybe.
Actually. But yeah. I mean, and I like it. I just, it's not, I haven't been able to, you know.
J.K. Simmons is fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he deserves two Best Actor Emmys for the show. But the show itself is kind of boring.
Well, the chick that plays
the wife,
the spy, whatever her name is, the short hair and then the long hair.
Oh, the assassin chick.
Yeah, she's kind of a badass.
Yeah.
All right, start talking about Crashing. I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, Crashing.
Oh, Crashing is great.
So good.
Y'all caught up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. This last one was pretty heartbreaking.
Fucking already. Does that Wayne Fetterman really have Hodgkin's? I didn't hear
that's
anything about that.
Wondering.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I went to his Twitter and I couldn't see anything about it, so I hope that's... just fictionalized for the...
Can I say, I have no complaints about Crashing, but that scene was a little bit rushed. Where he's like, I have Hodgkin's. And what I was afraid of was that he was just fucking with him.
Right.
And that later he would have done all this stuff to try and help him. And he was like, dude, I was fucking with him.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It just was such a quick scene for him to tell him he had... And then he was like living at home with his parents.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was just a little strange, I thought.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'll give you that. Totally. That would probably be the only negative about it. I agree.
But do you know that he and Jamie Lee, who's his girlfriend on the show, they used to date. They were together.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
No.
And so now Pete's married.
Right.
And so I just think it would be interesting to have your husband work with your with his ex-girlfriend and like go down on her in a scene.
Right.
Wouldn't that be strange?
That would be. That would be very weird. I
and
must
they have
say.
To kiss. And I mean, I don't know.
I did not know they dated.
Mm-hmm. They were together. So have you ever heard his bit about when they go into the subway, he's always ready with his Metro card and she's always like, she's never ready. She's like standing in the turnstile, looking in her purse for her card and she's pulling out expired cards. He's like, come on the train. And like, that was her.
No.
Never ready. Yeah.
Well,
I love Pete Holmes.
I'm listening to the Thomas Lennon, You Made It Weird.
I was listening to that on the way over here.
I love Thomas Lennon also.
I hope they'll get some. A futile and stupid gesture talk in there.
The author of the
show's 2 hours.
The author of the book just liked a tweet today that we sent out from Radio Labyrinth last week.
Really?
By the way, follow us at @radio_labyrinth.
Right, he's a cool guy. I've chatted with him a little on Twitter, and I'm trying to buy a copy of the book and send it to him and have him sign it and send it back to me.
Feel free to interview him if you'd like on your own, and we will put it in the podcast if you're down with that.
Yeah, maybe we'll see what happens.
You could do that. You could set it up over Skype and record it on your computer.
Yeah.
Autumn, you're not allowed to do that with anyone.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Come on. I have plenty of time to interview people on the phone.
Speaking of interviewing people, Bert Kreischer said on his podcast that he's like, if I'm coming to your city and you do a podcast, reach out to me. I'll come on your podcast.
Ooh. Oh, and Bert's so cool.
I know. He just said that on like maybe the most recent episode of his podcast.
Didn't you ask him?
I was
and
like,
he said
dude,
no.
we fucking asked you when you were here for the Super Bowl and you were too busy.
Well, keep on him.
Yeah.
I'll ask him too.
Hopefully he'll come back to Atlanta soon.
And
we should make like some Insta stories
about our podcast or something and then ask him on
I don't know how to do that.
I don't either.
Oh, girl.
I just show like making spaghetti. I mean,
I guess you could make an Insta story about
here I am cleaning dog poop out of my backyard.
Here's me eating the chili that I made that I'm not going to give Jeff any.
That's right. It's full of beans and it's gross.
Disgusting. I cooked a chicken on Sunday. How about that?
Oh, a whole chicken?
Yeah, I roasted it.
Did you pluck it and everything?
No. Yeah, I went to a farm and stole it.
Stole it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the best chicken, though.
Mm-hmm. And then
stolen
I killed it halal style.
Yeah, and then fresh, you know, my granny, she'd wring the neck herself, and then she'd singe all the feathers off, and it just smelled like cooking humans and all in the house. It's so gross. But the chicken was good.
Gross.
I've never had fresh eggs. You know, like they say fresh eggs, like the yolk is really orange, and they're supposed
You've
to
never had that in your life?
Nope.
Go to Whole Foods.
Yeah, they have them everywhere. You can get them at Publix and Kroger's and Food Lion.
Do you know what?
Autumn only shops at Aldi.
Do you have Food Lion?
Yes.
I hate Food Lion.
I used
to shop at Food Lion when I lived in southern Pennsylvania.
Do you have a Tops up there? They're going
out
of business.
No, we have Weiss.
Weiss is
Weiss,
good.
Yeah.
Shoppers, which is a dumpster fire.
How about Great American? No, not Great American. They don't have that.
Harry Teat. We have the Harris Teeter.
Oh wow.
You should have a fancy one. You should have a Wegmans up there somewhere.
Yeah, we do have a Wegmans.
Oh,
yeah, that's where you gotta go.
It's far away and it's hard to do.
Oh my god, the pizza is so fucking good.
It's down in it's up in Columbia.
I don't know how far away that is.
I don't fucking
know. Is it less than an hour?
30 minutes.
Oh, that's worth driving for like a Wegmans.
Would you be outside? Would you like drive into like the perimeter to go grocery shopping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's is
Get
there.
Out of town.
We got a Sprouts and Tucker now, so we go shopping there at the Sprouts. Get the best gourmet oatmeal.
We go to Aldi.
Aldi time.
Aldi time. We go to Aldi. Aldi time.
So,
we have the quarter.
Rish, all right. So are you guys watching Joel McHale? Have you watched that?
Yeah.
Not yet. I meant to watch
Me
it today,
either.
And then
Fucking
Ellie
good.
Required all
Not
this
yet.
Bullshit.
That's funny. There was a bunch of cameos, too.
Yeah, they did a whole...
Kevin Hart and
the whole
Rory
Netflix.
Scovel.
The whole Netflix... Rory Scovel was funny as shit. But the whole Netflix... Was that Rory Scovel in the thing?
Yeah, getting slapped by Paul Feig.
No. Was that him in actually doing that role in the... in that... You know, he showed the clip from the ID Network.
Oh, I don't know.
The reenactment. I don't want to ruin it for these guys.
Maybe.
So check it out. I mean,
I'm definitely going to. I just haven't had a chance.
But he does this whole thing with all these stars from Netflix shows, and he goes into the Upside Down. So that's all I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm also...
And the closing theme is fucking hilarious.
Yes. Yes. The whole show is good.
Don't fast forward to the closing
no,
theme.
No, I sat and watched the whole thing. Let's see. You guys watched Chris Rock's Tambourine.
So good. I watched it twice.
Yeah, it was good.
I haven't seen it yet, but I love Chris Rock.
You've been playing that tambourine stuff?
Yeah, nobody likes a mad tambourine player. No, yes, I have been playing the tambourine. Stay on tambourine, Jeff.
Is that your Tinder profile? Just a picture
just
of
me playing a tambourine.
Naked with a microphone playing a tambourine.
With a shitty look on my face. Yeah, that's me.
Are you still watching the assassination of Giovanni?
Yes.
Yeah, that last episode was intense.
Yes, it was.
I call it gay horror.
It is horror. It is.
That guy just
horrifying.
Booked a four million dollar deal with Netflix too. So
who did
that dude that does all those?
Ryan Murphy.
Stuff, yeah.
So yeah, we watched this documentary that Caitlin found, it's pretty cool. The actors look exactly like the people. Maybe not the Cunanan, but the guy playing Versace looks just like Versace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like a docudrama?
No, it was an actual documentary about that event.
Oh, okay. And it's on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. It's on NBC. It's on channel.
No,
I found.
See,
good job, Autumn.
Yeah. I even wrote down the time.
Did you watch anything? Did you watch any more of Everything Sucks, Steph?
I watched the first episode and
it takes 5 episodes to get into.
What
it.
Is
I'm
everything
sick of
sucks?
That shit. It takes 5 episodes. Like,
no, I mean,
I don't have time.
It's a half hour long. It's like 22 a 22 minute
that's
show.
That's the problem. That's the problem with these binge the availability of all the episodes is that they can just like fuck around and not make a show great.
I mean,
until
it's
sixth
good.
Episode.
And if you're in the I'm a little old to be in the target market for this show for like 90s kids because I'm more like 80s kids.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But the music.
But if you were a 90s kid, I think you'd totally be into it from episode one. But that's yeah, the music kid. Is awesome. It's like all the good 90s music. And they must have spent every fucking penny of the budget like licensing these songs.
And that's what kept me in it. It's just the characters, I'm not like crazy about it. I know like I saw Dusty and Rusty.
Who?
Dusty. Dustin and Rusty. I was, if they had their own show, it'd be Dusty and Rusty.
Oh, God.
But anyway.
Those are such 80s names.
Dusty and Rusty. But I know Rusty, he at first was into it, and then he was like, no. And then he was like, he was back into it, and he was like, no. And Dustin was like, nah. And I'm kind of like, man. But then Jeff's like, keep going, pass by. Yeah, so, I don't know.
It really took me 5 episodes to like it. But after 5, it got really good. So I've watched 8 of them, and there's 2 more to go.
It's a good possibility.
No, there's a hot like high school.
Who said gross?
Bully girl.
Nothing. I found something gross on my.
And the main girl is like
checked out.
Maybe she's a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
It's a hot bully.
Sweet. All right, so Autumn wrote Get Out on the docket.
I saw Get Out!
Oh, you finally saw
Congratulations.
Thank you!
That's a great movie.
I'm 20 years late.
You ever see Heat? I want to talk about Heat.
Talk about it now.
I want to talk about Get Out now.
Have you ever seen The Departed?
Yeah.
You guys, Get Out was so good. And oh. I'm not going to say never. I hardly ever walk away from almost anything that I'm taking in without like... Yeah, it was really good. You know what? You know, there was this and there was that and maybe this could have been better. Or you know what I really loved was this. You know what I mean? But this was like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I thought for sure there was, because I saw it, you know, months later, you know, and I thought, nah, there's no way this is going to live up to the hype. And it completely lived up to the hype.
Everybody did. Yeah. It was great.
I avoided all information. I tried not to know anything about it. I just knew that there was that guy's face.
when he gets hypnotized.
Yeah. And it's funny for that lady, the mom character, whoever plays that lady who was in John Malkovich.
Yeah.
You know, it's like kind of interesting that she's in this movie and in that movie. I don't know. It's like a more like a weird dimensional type of.
Catherine Keener.
I like Catherine
Keener. Oh, yeah. She's great.
My favorite Catherine Keener role is being John Malkovich.
I like her in that.
I also like her in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, but I especially like her in, yeah.
Yeah, she's funny. Or she's interesting. She's interesting.
Was she in the...
Yes, that was a great movie.
I love the thing.
That was really good. It was kind of intense, but...
But not like
Capote.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see them. So let's talk about some deep fakes.
That's my new segment on the show.
What? Deep fakes?
Deep fake news.
Deep fake news. You sent me one, or you put one in the document where they took Trump's face and put it on Alec Baldwin, and it looks so good. Very well done. The Nick Cage ones are funniest ones.
There's one of Kate McKinnon and Hillary, too.
Oh, yeah.
Probably by that same guy.
So this is what it should be done. This is how it should be done, not porn. Because nobody wants their face on porn. If you're a regular actress and you don't do nudity, or even if you do, I mean, that you control that. You don't want your face. And guys like me don't want to see
Yes, we do.
Lies. So the porn producers are saying, and this is in Variety, I guess, this week, the porn producers are doing everything they can to help Hollywood take down deep fake videos. So if you want to find them, you're going to have to join VOAT, V-O-A-T, which is an alternative to Reddit. But it's filled with a lot of alt-right trolley people.
Mm. And what's the name of this?
VOAT, V-O-A-T.
Turning up now.
But it's just like Reddit, except it's, you know, they don't ban anybody.
No.
Or, you know, whatever. But Pornhub and all those porn tube sites are going to help take it down. You're not going to be able to get rid of it at all because it'll pop up on 4chan and various other things. So... but Jeff,
it seems like if they don't make a big deal out of it, that it would go away.
No, it'll just
true.
No, people will. The technology will continue to grow.
That's what it said in the article. That it's just going to get better and better. Oh, but ultimately, they're gearing it towards where you could do it to people you know.
Yeah, like well.
Oh yeah,
it'd be good for movies. Like if the Fast and Furious movie when that guy died.
I don't think so.
They could have just had another actor. I know, but if they just needed a, you know, to finish the movie, like a couple of scenes, they could just slap the guy's face on.
Yeah.
On another guy.
I thought the CGI Leia in Rogue One was good.
Yeah, but that wasn't the same.
It was cartoonish.
Yeah.
Was it that the example in that one was Daisy Ridley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a very good video.
Not as good as the Emma Watson one.
But
I've been told.
I like the Sansa Stark ones.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
But the main goal is for you, pervy guy at the office who has a crush on girl in cubicle 3.
Yeah.
And he can do this and take her fate.
Yeah.
And then he can.
That's a little Black Mirror-ish, huh?
But, yeah, basically. And then he can live that out at home at night.
Well, can't you do that with your mind? Yeah, use your mind.
That's what I said, but you know, apparently it's not enough for people.
Sometimes you gotta see some stuff.
You gotta do a tribute to it.
I think that people need to.
You don't? Do you know what? Hang on, Autumn. Do you know what tributes are?
Yes, I know what tributes are.
No, we've talked about it on this show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See tributes.
You schooled me all to it. Yeah, I know all about it.
A cum tribute.
What's that?
You don't want to know.
Guys post pictures of their
girlfriends. Autumn, no, don't do it because they're gonna do it to you, man.
Do it to me. What is this?
No. Guys, you don't want it done to you.
Well, I got to tell her. She wants to know.
I got to know.
Guys,
I need to know dirty things. I like that.
Guys put pictures of themselves, of their girlfriends and wives on different websites and say, I would like you to come tribute my wife. So you print it out or you put a film, plastic film over your iPad and you tribute on top of it.
I see.
And then some girls
and
even
video want, yourself doing this and then post it on motherless.com.
Yeah.
And so what does that do?
I don't know. It's disgusting.
Well,
it's like the guy feels like he's being cuckolded without actually having to go through.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's a stretch.
Yeah, it's a tribute to you. See, that's why I say they're going to do it to you, Autumn, because you do have a strong following. Like,
yeah, whatever.
On your day
you
job,
want,
so you're probably going to get some of those.
On her day job? Being a mom? You're my favorite mom.
Ew, not her children.
I want that to happen, but what am I going to do?
I tried to download the app, but it's only, I think you can only do it on PCs or Android.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Because Dustin Lowe put a picture of me on Dante from Clerks.
God. Yeah, that was good.
And I was like, I got to get him back by doing one myself of him, but I couldn't get the app.
Why don't you come tribute, Dustin?
Yeah, that's how I'll get it back. I've already done that. I'll just have to post the videos.
Okay. Anyway.
Apologies, Dustin.
A couple other things in the news. Fergie took a shit on the anthem.
We probably talked about that all on the doctor nerd.
We did. Enough.
Yeah, we did. Eric didn't seem to think it was that bad. I hated it. I don't want to play it.
It's not... First of all, it's not that bad. It's weird.
It is weird.
But then it's not.
I didn't like it.
It's Fergie. You asked Fergie to come sing the national anthem. What did you expect her to do?
Did you hear it?
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah.
I had like one little tweet about it. I really felt like it was kind of like an episode of Seinfeld. It just seemed like Kramer was her manager and he told her, you know, this would be, no, you got to vamp it.
Let's vamp it up.
Jazz singer. And nobody's ever seen anything like this before. And she just bought in and went out and did it and was like, and everybody goes, no, this is not, no.
Roseanne got in on it. She said, I still did it better.
Well, at least she didn't grab her crotch and spit it.
Right. I can't wait for Roseanne's end of next month.
Yeah. Chris D'Elia posted a funny video about leave Fergie alone. I put a link in there if you want to.
And we bring it up?
Oh,
if you want to. Yeah. He's like, you hired Fergie to
sing. Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fergie, okay? You asked Fergie to do the national anthem at the NBA basketball, at the NBA fucking national anthem. Guess what? Guess what? You got Fergie, man. You got Fergie. That's what you got. She fucking killed that shit. I don't give a shit what you say. She did it in her Fergie way, okay?
See,
you didn't ask Andrea Bocelli to sing that shit. You didn't ask these motherfuckers to do it. You made Fergie and then asked her to sing the national anthem and then didn't like what she did? Fuck that.
Yeah, you can find that on his YouTube page, Chris D'Elia. Chris D'Elia. You guys listen to his podcast?
No, I
want to start listening to it. He's funny on Instagram too.
Yeah, he is funny. I like him. I've seen him a lot. I think I met him once here. I don't.
He's been to town a few times.
Yeah.
I just thought if it was going to be Fergified, it would have been more like
funky,
you know, like black eyed peasy or something like that, you know, glamorous or something. Yeah, you know.
I got a feeling. I like that song.
Raw as hell.
You know, I like those guys because they were fun.
Yeah, they were fun.
Just fun music.
Well, Will.i.am makes music to work out to, basically.
Lift it up.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Yeah.
So Maggie's leaving The Walking Dead. That's
good. Okay.
Get out.
But how many seasons are left?
Who cares?
I think there's maybe one or two more. That's going
to
be
well,
it.
Well, yeah. I'm leaving the show. It's time for me to go.
Taking my
your
accent.
Accent finally got to be a real Southern accent, so now it's time to go.
Am I gonna have my baby?
Never.
Rick, am I gonna have my baby?
I don't know, man. What are they gonna do, man? That show's such a cottage industry.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
Is it? Oh no. What's Sonoya gonna do? Uh-huh. They got Nick and Norman's. I mean,
they'll still be. Yeah. Industry there for fans of the show, and people will still be finding the show for years to come.
Yeah, but they can't leave that fake town. I mean, they can't leave that.
It was a real town.
I mean, the real neighborhood around there. They can't leave that wall, the walls and shit up.
Well, no, they'll take those down. And
if she dies on the show and her baby lives, I am going to explode.
I want to say
baby in the mix.
Zombie baby.
Yeah,
zombie baby.
I'm on zombie. I'm team zombie baby.
Come on.
It'll be just like chained up by the neck, crawling around.
We saw.
Did you give it a passy?
Yeah. The passy is a foot.
We saw a teaser for it.
It's a toe. It's a big toe.
Gross. And Caitlin and I both looked at each other and went, who gives a shit? I am going to hate watch this season.
Yeah, I'm still going to watch it.
I noped out last season.
Nope. Oh, by the way, our other favorite show we haven't even gotten into yet. I haven't watched it yet, believe it or not. Homeland Season 7. I heard Rush Limbaugh talking about it last week and spoiled the whole fucking plot, for one thing. He talked about it Monday. He spoiled the whole plot, but apparently the president is locking up journalists, and it's very Trumpian. It's a female president, but she's acting very Trumpian. So.
Oh, God.
I still want to watch it. I love that show.
I hate anything that's of the times.
Yeah.
But I
see what you're saying. I don't like that either. Law and Order SVU became that. Got rid of all the testosterone in the show. And it's just, taken from the headlines.
Yeah. Don't heavy hand me. I don't want any of it. Like that Here and Now show, Jeff. I'm trying to get into it.
Right.
It's too heavy handed.
Yeah, you guys are not going to dig it because of the agenda.
It's too agenda for me even. And I'm all like, yeah, I love everybody. Fuck that show.
Yeah, I just shut it off. I don't shut it off, but I just like tune it out when they start doing the agenda shit. But it's well acted and well done. And the Tim Robbins is real good. And
he is.
Holly Hunter's good. And
they just
Holly
like
Hunter.
Yeah, everybody's good on the show, and it's an interesting show, but it does have a fucking agenda, like capital A agenda.
God, yes.
Mr. Rogers' show turns 50 years old this week.
Oh, so good.
I loved Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. And it's on super early in the morning, so we have our DVR record it, and I watch it when like I feel like the kids need to relax.
Do your kids like it?
Yeah.
Because it is very relaxing show.
Oh, it's so relaxing. I'm telling you, every show, even shows that are still that are pretty good.
Like when he flipped you off, you still watch that one?
Yeah.
It reminds me, when I get home, I'm going to see Tribute Lady Lane.
No.
I
feel like Scott Aukerman should take over and be the new Mr. Rogers.
That would be good, but he's funny and would be snarky, I think.
Oh, there's a good,
kids are funny and smart.
There's
snarky
a good podcast I'm listening to with Scott Aukerman and Adam Scott. Where they talk about R.E.M. They were doing one about U2. They did about 25 episodes.
Which
of
two?
U2, the band.
Oh.
Now they're doing one where they talk about R.E.M. because Adam Scott's a big R.E.M.
What's
fan.
It called?
It's called Are You Talking to Me? R.E. Me. R.E.M. Me. Something like that. I posted it on my Facebook page.
Jesus.
The U2 show was like, Are you two talking to me about U2 or something like that? So it's based on that. It's Are You Talking R.E.M. R.E. Me.
What the? I cannot follow the things you're saying.
It can dig.
It's just called something weird, but it's Adam Scott and Scott Aukerman talking about R.E.M. and just ad-libbing off each other for like 2 hours. It's pretty good.
So Billy Graham died today, and it would be a shame for us to allow the day to go by or the week to go by without playing one of the most important pieces of audio ever from the life of Billy Graham. So here we are.
Jews. Fucking Ira.
So he's talking to Richard Nixon. You can barely hear it there. Their stranglehold on America has got to stop. And Nixon goes, I believe it. I just can't say it.
It's the Jews, right?
Yes, of
course. The Jews running the porn industry and Hollywood and everything.
Man, the running the media. He's talking about the New York Post or the in New York Times and the Washington Post. Here's another one.
Anti-Semitism is more stronger than we think, you know. It's unfortunate, but this has happened to the Jews. It happened in Spain. It's happened in Germany. It's happening. And now it's going to happen in America if these people don't start behaving. It may be they have a death wish. You know, that's been the problem with our Jewish friends for centuries.
Well, they've always been, through the Bible at least, God's timepiece, and he has judged them from generation to generation, yeah. and yet used them, and they've kept their identity.
Now, I don't know what he means by that. They're God's timepiece.
Who knows?
Well, isn't it like, because in the end...
Yeah, right.
Israel...
Yes.
Dibbidly dap, and then we know, and then the four horsemen, and then booyah, that's it.
All that shit, that'll
that's
never happen.
That's a rizap.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. Anyway, rest in peace, Billy Graham. I think he apologized for that, and he was forgiven by all the Jewish groups.
You shake my nerves, and you rattle my brain.
Boom, 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 boom. Wrong, wrong. That's a...
Is that his brother?
No, no, no. That's, who's the one?
Jimmy Swaggart.
Jimmy Swaggart's cousin is,
No, it's Billy Graham.
No,
it's Jimmy Swaggart. You gotta watch that Mike Judge show.
Is it Jimmy's
that
familiar?
Country
oh, have tour bus sinned show. Against you. There's that great Jello Biafra song. While a fat TV preacher sits and beats off in front of you. My name is Curtis Washington, and I work at James Lofton Hummer of Lithonia, Georgia. And you can come see me anytime, but that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to plug James Lofton. I'm not here to plug them. What I'm here to do is talk about Patreon. You know Patreon. You go to patreon.com, and you can support podcasters and people that take off their clothes. A lot of ladies take off their clothes, and then they want you to give them money to look at their boobies. Well, yeah, I can see lots of boobies. The internet, you know, you can get boobies for free. But, you know, there's a lady maybe that you know her and you see her on Instagram and she'd take off her clothes, but they got to blur out the nipple, right? On Instagram, you can't show the nipple. That's why I support Free the Nipple, #FreeTheNipple. But anyway, if you want to support them on Patreon, you can. But this is for Radio Labyrinth. That's right. See, I got ladies on my mind. Radio Labyrinth is a podcast with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Ira Malcolm in the middle, Stephanie Swain, and Autumn Pritz Frischer. Autumn Fisher, that's her name. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, you can support Radio Labyrinth by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Yeah, Tim Andrews. You can do that, yeah. And you could be just like Chris Knott, who is the latest person to join up. He joined up this week, so thank you very much, Chris Knott. And let's read the roll call, all right? Okay, the Radio Labyrinth Radios who support the Patreon. Yeah, you got Dustin Lawler, Trent. The aforementioned Chris Knott, Nick Frank, Jose Perales, Wendy Muller, Amber Gilpatrick, Colin Oman, Eric Malmstrom, Jonathan Wilson, Matt Carter, David C. Funk and the Funky Bunch, Mike Hall, Lou Caniglio, Beth Van Elswick, Zach Pittman, Brian Jackson, Denise Reynolds, Dan Carroll, Darren Downey, I like Darren, yeah, Ryan Humans, Chris Weiland, Chad Shepard, Kevin Stokes, Rusty Weinberg, Herb Lamb, Dallas Walker, Jeremy Truman, Wayne Blair, AJ Dysart, who's also new, Buck Henry, Buck Monterey, Keith Tate, JB, and Aaron Roberts. And JB and Aaron Roberts do drawings because they came in at the $20 level. So thank you guys very much. And Tim is going to get on them, I swear, that if he don't, I'm going to go there and run him over with my Hummer. I don't actually own a Hummer. I just vacuum them out and wash the windows and other things, you know. But anyway, hey, I've taken up a lot of your time. So if you'd like to support Radio Labyrinth, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and keep it canon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, he's back.
It's been a minute. I got some movies to talk about in the Red Box. How have you three been, eh?
Wonderful, thank you.
Full of you, right?
Don't count Tim, he's out taking a shit.
He's always pooping that Tim Andrews. He's got a bad gullet. So, there's three new movies in the movies right now, in the red box right now, and I'd like to tell you about them. You ready to hear about them?
Yes.
Yeah.
The first one is called Roman J. Israel Esquire. Now, I fancy this film. This lowbrow comedy is set in the underbelly of the underburdened Tioga, Pennsylvania regional justice system. Larry the Cable Guy stars as a lazy, beer-drinking, and acid-taking district magistrate whose life is upended when the county commissioners ban the sale of Keystone Light. Our hero becomes it's delicious. Our hero becomes a one-man wrecking crew, beating the commissioners near death with a giant rubber cock. Then he's forced to spend a month milking cows in the county pen. Benicio del Toro co-stars as the ambitious Mexican garbage man who breaks Roman out of jail. Read it all.
You got Meghan Markle in there with you?
Who's that?
She's going to be your queen.
No.
She's on Suits.
She can rub my knob. A Bad Mom's Christmas. Joan Crawford, Casey Anthony, and Kim Zolciak get drunk and stoned and spend the entire holiday season searching for their children, who've been kidnapped by the local pederast, the Gunt.
The Gunt.
Played flawlessly by Benicio del Toro. Laughs ensue as these really bad moms give up after 10 minutes and resume drinking until they engage in a lesbian orgy. Rated R. Wonder. Based on the New York Times bestseller, Wonder tells the incredible, inspiring, and heartwarming story of August Pullman, a boy with facial differences so heinous his classmates wonder if he's even human at all. August faces down bullies by killing them with the poisonous pus that continuously drips from his horrific cystic acne. Benicio del Toro stars as the voice of August's superfluous third ear. Rated G.
Eric Stoltz?
It's more hideous than Mask.
It's a fucking hat trick by Benicio del Toro this year. My God.
I think he's going to get an Oscar, at least a Golden Globe. And that's your Red Box troll. What's in Red Box?
Thought I'd tighten it up a little.
It's much more regal.
Yes, yes.
You're not from Lower Uncton anymore.
Lower Uncton. Whatever the fuck that is. So Jeff and I are going to a con this weekend, and I have no money, so we're going to be miserable, but I'm going anyway. We're going to Pensacon in Pensacola, which is in
Pensacola, Florida.
And who's
there?
You
ever been down there?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where your aunt and uncle live, Pensacola or Tallahassee?
Nobody knows.
Autumn.
Me?
Yeah.
Where to who?
Didn't you have an aunt and uncle that live in Tallahassee? We went there for Thanksgiving or something.
No.
Yeah, there was an old guy there.
That wasn't you.
Yeah, there was an old guy there that I talked to.
Oh, the Miles granddad?
Yeah, that guy.
Like, who wanted scallops.
And people were like, don't talk to him.
Oh, well, he'll just tell you stories over and over.
Yeah, I like that, though. Yeah. All right, so it was someplace in Florida.
Sorry, I was spacing out.
Anyway, so we're going to Pensacon, and you got Steve Agee from Guardians of the Galaxy,
yay.
Cooper Andrews, Adrian Barbeau. Oh, speaking of, by the way, the guy on The Walking Dead, who's a comedian who does impressions.
Yeah, Ross Marquand.
He was in the NBA pre-show, and I've never heard anybody as good as him.
So good.
Yeah, there's a ton of YouTube videos of him doing.
It made me mad because I suck compared
yes.
to him. But he was doing, I thought that he was just lip syncing other people talking.
I know, and they're so specific.
Yeah, he's good.
Doesn't he do Kevin Spacey?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. I heard him do.
Oh, wow.
I heard him do John C. Reilly.
Oh, the John C. Reilly one is so good.
So, okay, I'm going to go check that out. Okay,
can you play that?
Well, what's his name again?
Ross Marquand.
Ross Marquand Impressions. All right, I'll do that in a second. So who else is going to be there? Adrian Barbeau from Swamp Thing. And Maud.
Escape from New York.
And yep. Escape from New York, but Maud. And also
The Fog.
Do the third result.
It's Cannonball Run. Okay. Amanda Bierce from Married to the Children. And
the whole cast of Fright Night's going to be there, except the dead guy.
Except for Roddy McDowell.
Yeah, the dead guy.
Land of the Lost cast, Dana DiLorenzo.
From Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Tommy Flanagan, Jason Isaacs, Herbert Jefferson Jr., the real boomer.
From Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, the original Boomer, not the real Boomer. There's two Boomers. John DeLancey, who played Q. He also was in...
Ooh, I love him.
He was also in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
He was in that show that Steph talked about that one time that we made fun of her for. I can't remember.
There's so many.
He was on a soap opera, and that's what Steph knew him from, John DeLancey.
Dennis O'Hare from American Horror Story True Blood. He's good. Danny Tamborelli from and Michael
Yeah, Pete and Peter both going to be there.
I hate you.
Yep.
And John and George Lowe, Space Ghost.
Come sit on Daddy's lap.
Yeah. Pleasure to see you down here, Timmy.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you want me to play these? Play the third one.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson. Everybody does those two. I want to hear him do.
Oh, but they're good.
I know, but hang on a minute.
Brad Pitt was so good.
Brad
oh God,
Pitt was, yeah. John C. Reilly's the one I want to play. So hang on a second.
Just play it.
Shut the fuck up. Just the fuck up. All right. They're not listed by the.
Yeah, just fucking play it.
Oh, you bitch.
You want to create a stunning website.
Seeing fucking ads.
Yeah, this is a Wix commercial.
Let me show you how it's done.
Ah, fuck you, buddy.
Mine doesn't have an ad because I pay for one the red one.
Impressions. If yeah. everybody else, and some people are going to get eliminated. Mm. So,
Joel, this is from the Schmoes.
This was your third result.
No.
What is your favorite place to take a first date?
It's a great question.
Okay, this is stupid. Fuck
what? That's a weird one. Okay,
1, 2, 3. Yeah, that was Celebrity Impressions Dating Game with Ross Marquand.
Oh, that's the second result for me. Okay, so this one is 2 minutes and 25 seconds. It's with him. He's got like a blue background, and he has his hand in the shot, and he's going, yee.
I'll do the NASCAR rule changes since that's what I was talking about. And it wasn't the NBA. It was NASCAR.
Edit this out.
What?
The Daytona 500 is today, which means the start of the Monster Energy NASCAR
Cup. Okay, here we go. John C. Reilly.
There's been a lot of changes we've got to catch up on. So who are some of the new drivers to look out for?
Well, Alex Bowman has... taken Liam the place of Dale Earnhardt Jr. I hear the rookie has a particular set of skills.
I saw that William Byron also joined Hendrick Motorsports. William Byron.
Perfect.
It sounds more like a British politician than it does a NASCAR driver.
This year's a little confusing because Eric Almirola goes from the 43 to the 10 car, while rookie Bubba Wallace goes to the 43 car with crew chief Drew Blickensderfer, which is a cool name. Sounds like a German power tool.
I'll tell you what's confusing, man. In NASCAR, it's 4 left turns, huh? But when I drive, it's all right, all right, all right.
Okay, are there any rule changes we should look out for?
So this year, Cruz can't send 6 guys over the wall, only 5.
Brad Pitt.
That could add 2 to 3 seconds for pit stops, yeah? It's pretty cool to name it after me, right? Pit stops.
Stage racing is back again. Back in my theater days, stage racing was when we would sprint from one side of the stage to the other. Of course, we didn't do it for points. We did it for the love of stage racing.
Our NASCAR is rolling out a new inspection process, so we may finally retire the cucumbered win. I think you mean encumbered win? Well, either way, it's great on salad. Am I right?
Yours is better.
Guys, can we talk about today's race? Does anyone have a pick for who will get the checkered flag at the start-finish line?
Wait, so in NASCAR, the start line is also the finish line?
Keanu.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow! I forget it. Can someone just toss us back to the guys in Daytona?
I got this, Junior. Now back to 3 guys who should restrict their plates in the buffet line. Chris Myers, Darryl Waltrip, and Jeff Gordon. Ta-ta.
So I'd never heard of him other than The Walking Dead. I didn't know he did all this, and I saw this because I was watching the pregame on Sunday or the pre-race show and ended up not watching the race. I went out and did yard work. But damn, what a fucking amazing impression.
Especially just listening to it. Man.
John C. Reilly. Who does John C. Reilly?
Yeah, that was pretty. His Malkovich, though, that I think that was my favorite.
Yeah, like I said, at first I thought he was just some guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
some gay.
The Malkovich is seamless. I would never have known the difference.
Yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. We got a little bit of time left. We got another half hour left. Don't want to play the game again, or did you guys not like
the
that
links
game?
I had.
I edited all the clips and put them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Told you.
You didn't tell me.
I know.
It's up to you guys. You guys are the pawns in this game.
All right. Well, how are you going to...
Dudes in this list.
You got to really fucking... Well, you know, hey.
No, there's dudes and chicks.
Yeah, there's dudes and chicks.
I'm the barber and surveyor.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
All right. This game is called Timpressions.
Timpressions.
It's called Timpressions.
Get your face under control.
Okay.
It's 6-4, so whoever wins gets the game named after him. It could be Autumn Impressions.
Tim Aw?
No, Tim's removed totally.
Tim.
Whoever wins, it's named after them.
I still say autisms, and I don't care.
Okay, I like that one, but it's mean to people with autism. All right, here's the first one. This is, let me make sure I got it right here, because I don't want to start playing.
Let's call it Aw, Timpressions.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay. This is Clint Eastwood.
Every day for the last 10 years, Loretta there has been giving me a large black coffee. Today she gives me a large black coffee, only it's got sugar in it. A lot of sugar. I just came back to complain. How you boys put those guns down.
Say what?
Whoa. We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson. And me? Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, and since you're the Autumn, you're the reigning champion, why don't you go first?
Well, there's two ways to think about it. I can't do this voice, but that's okay. I'm going to keep going. And that's fine to get a cup of Kool-Aid, and I don't want that much sugar. Go ahead. Make my Kool-Aid.
I see you standing there with your cheap suit and your black clothes. By the way, every 80s movie, the black guy is the criminal. Now I'm going to shoot you, punk. What do you think about that, punk?
That
was a hard one.
I'm going to give it to Tim. But I thought for sure you were going to do some Gran Torino zipper head stuff on us. I really did.
I haven't seen it enough to quote it. Are you voting? Go ahead and vote.
I said Tim.
Yeah, vote for Tim.
Get out of here with your votes.
I think Autumn's was funnier. Anyway, moving along.
What are we doing? Are we doing funnier? Or
No. It's all.
Because if it's funnier, then okay, then. I didn't know what the. I thought
Jeff,
we were going
to
sound.
Whatever you feel. Yeah,
we both voted for Tim on that one.
All right. Fucking stupid. All right, here's Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda from On Golden Pond.
Norman, I want to talk to you.
Well, it seems to be the problem.
There's no problem. I want to talk to you. I think that maybe you and I should have the kind of relationship that we're supposed to have.
What kind of relationship is that?
Well, you know, like a father and a daughter.
Just in the nick of time, huh? Worried about the will, are you? Well, I'm leaving everything to you except what I'm taking with me.
Autumn?
Oh, Mr. Hart. I didn't mean to kill you. I just accidentally put rat poison in your coffee.
You want to suck face?
Are you doing the mom from Golden Pie? Are you doing Catherine Hepburn?
You old poop.
Oh, Norman.
I'm giving this one to Autumn by default. I can't do a fucking Jane Fonda
impression. Okay, well, Autumn it is.
That's how I feel.
The two greatest
it looks
words.
It's just like Skinny Sweet. Is that what it's called? Skinny and Sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she didn't put it in the...
It was Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin did. All right, here's Sylvester Stallone from Cobra, where, by the way, the criminal is a minority.
Hey, just relax, amigo. You want to talk? We'll talk. I'm a sucker for good conversation.
I don't want to talk to you. Now, you bring in the television cameras in here now. Come on, bring it in.
Can't do that.
Why?
I don't deal with psychos. I put them away.
I ain't no psycho, man. I'm a hero. You're looking at a fucking hunter. I'm a hero of the new world.
You're a disease, and I'm the cure.
Can you tell me what aisle I can find the foot cream in? Yeah, I got a CVS today, but I need it for my feet. I got all sorts of eczema on my feet.
Show
Have
me.
You met my brother?
Show me how you do that trick.
Let my mom read tarot cards.
I can't help it if I crap my pants.
All right.
Tim.
Autumn, fuck you.
I still, you know, we were still going to do a whole episode about Cobra one time, if you recall. There was like going to be a whole chunk, and we never did it.
Well, let's do that.
I still say we should.
All right. I remember that. I used to think the line was a lot longer, but he's just like, yeah, disease. That'd be cure. I'm not really doing well tonight in the impressions front. Here's Joan Cusack, but not from the 80s.
Postal! Mama knew way back! I hope you're hungry. I've got nokaki pancakes and molasses syrup.
I got mukaki pancakes and molasses syrup.
What about Debbie? Can I show you my references so you know I'm not a homicidal maniac?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
Autumn,
good.
Autumn gets that one.
All right, here's Paul Hogan from...
Don't I Deserve Love and Jewelry?
What is that from?
Adam's Family.
Oh, yeah.
I
the second
that.
One, right? Or
yeah,
the first?
The second one.
Yeah. All right, here's Paul Hogan from Crocodile Dundee.
Oh. You got a light, buddy?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, the criminal's black.
There you go.
And your wallet.
Here comes Nick. Give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's not ripe.
That's ripe.
Get out of the way, Dobie. Get out of the way, you pelican.
Ooh, this is a toss-up.
I'm going to give it to Autumn just because of the pelican man that just fucking killed me.
I say that in the car today.
You pelican.
Get out of the way, pelican.
This one's a tie. We'll need a tiebreaker on that one.
Give it to me since Tim is winning.
Okay, tiebreaker, then you guys both have to do...
You have to think of it at the last minute.
Okay. Right now?
No, when we're done.
Okay.
Here is Dudley Moore from Arthur.
Hobson?
Yeah?
Do you know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't.
I'm going to take a bath.
I'll alert the media.
You want to run my bath for me?
It's what I live for. Perhaps you'd like me to come in there and wash your dick for you. You little shit.
Hobson, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go fuck Liza Minnelli. And then I'm going to go have sex with Susan. Which is weird because Liza Minnelli is so beautiful.
I often think fish must get awfully bored of seafood.
I'm going to go with Tim on that one.
Yes. Amusing, yes, but I'm going to go with Tim.
Biatch! John Cusack from Better Off Dead.
Johnny.
4 weeks. 20 papers, that's $2 plus tip.
Gee, Johnny, I don't have a dime. Sorry.
Okay. Didn't ask for a dime. $2.
Well, it's funny. See, my mom had to leave early to take my brother to school and my dad to work because...
$2. Cash.
Well, it's funny. You see, my mom... sorry, I blew up your mother, Ricky.
That's hard because that clip is him so young.
Right.
He still talks in that same pattern, though.
Because I'm thinking of, like, High Fidelity.
Well, do High Fidelity.
I can't remember what he sounds like. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable?
Top 5 porn stars of all time. Ready? 5. Yeah. Ginger Lynn.
Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
4.
Sika.
Like, oh, what does he yell? He's like,
three.
Is he, you have to go to say anything. I don't want to make anything.
Well, that's the thing Jeff sent, but I wanted to put the $2 line in there.
I want my $2.
I don't want to buy, sell, or process anything.
Yeah. I don't want to buy, sell, or process anything.
I don't want
to sell anything bought.
All this proves to me is I can't do impressions.
No, but these are very subtle.
Oh, I know, like, but that's the point of the game.
These don't have any, like, traction. They have nothing to grab onto.
I got something to grab onto. Sissy Spacek.
Yeah.
Ready? Sissy Spacek. What was that one? Nobody won that one.
No one. Get the fuck out of here with that.
TNA both on that one, another tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you signed it.
I'll send it. Tomorrow is our anniversary.
Wait a minute. Pause. Stop the tape.
What?
She is doing an impression in this movie.
So?
That's not, we're not hearing what Sissy Spacek sounds like.
Well, do the impression of her impression.
So then it's the impression of what's her name, Loretta Lynn.
Right, but this is an impression of Sissy Spacek in a movie. What do you?
Well, you could do.
But you want to go find a Tonight Show interview from 1986?
You could pull up Carrie.
You could do Carrie or something.
Yes.
Well, do Carrie then.
They're called Brass Mama.
No! They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's what I was waiting for.
No! That's the Adam Sandler.
Right, right.
No!
It is the Adam Sandler.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
Give that one to Autumn. Go ask my daddy.
But let's listen to that because I love that movie, Coleman.
Well, that's very short.
Dude.
Big old bar.
I'll send it. Tomorrow is our anniversary. I figured that'd be a good day for you and me to get married. Especially since I got all that money.
Go ask daddy.
Go ask daddy.
Oh, that was worth
it. I said, dude, slap me up a pack of baloney. What does she say? Make my, I'm horny for baloney. What does she say?
I'm horny for baloney.
Because it was like baloney. He got feeling horny.
All right.
I only ever hear Janine Garofalo whenever she used to do the impression.
That would be a good one.
Do.
You sound like a old burr growling.
Loretta? All right. Here's a Cher.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show.
Mama used to dance for the money they throw.
So hard not to sing it.
Do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves are drooling all over the board. I'm drooling, drooling out my mouth. Then it's running down my chin.
Oh, God.
And Sonny licks it up. My daughter is a boy because she cut off her boobs.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw.
I'm
mama
an Armenian
lady. Shut up, it's
with
my turn.
Preach a little gospel.
My daughter has a penis. My son's a homosexual from Greg Allman.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear from the people in the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. And every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
I'm going with Autumn on that one.
Boo.
Yeah.
She didn't have the benefit of the music along with hers. Yours relied a little on the
but
music.
Also, Tim, you have been doing that impression of Cher on The Doctrine for so long. And I have had a Cher that I've been doing forever.
I did it on the regular guy show, so shove it up your ass. Let's go on with the show.
No, it's fine. I just was like, damn it, Tim got in before I did.
I say Autumn.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
Autumn Tim wins this week.
Oh, there's one more.
Oh, there's one more?
Yeah, Kathleen Turner.
You got me all wrong. You don't know how hard it is being a woman looking the way I do.
Yeah, well, you don't know how hard it is. Just being a man, looking at a woman, looking the way you do.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Autumn.
Oh, wait. No, I want you to go. I'm not ready.
To Kathleen Turner in 2018.
Hey, I'm not fat. Hey, I just look that way in my pictures.
Hey, Tim, come over to my house and have sex with me.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? I'm Kathleen Turner. All right. Autumn wins.
Uh-oh.
I hate this game. because I'm no good at it.
I put him in there.
That's
like,
not true.
With plenty of time for you guys to.
Why don't we have Mitch McConnell in there? He was alive in the 80s.
Wheezy Jefferson. Bonus track.
Judge!
He makes me laugh. I wasn't trying to kill you, my
How
God.
How about Mama Jefferson?
I love the old lady.
Yeah.
That old lady made me laugh.
Because she was hysterical.
She hated Wheezy.
Yes, she did.
I love that show.
It was a great show.
The Jeffersons.
We were just talking about that the other day. Like, you would have never known. And then I watched Amen, which I didn't think I'd get into it, but I did. And
Amen was funny.
It was funny. And the whole time, never realized he was gay.
Who, Sherman Helmsley?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's gay?
He was gay the
whole
time. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
How'd you know that?
After he died, it all came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Gay. Super gay.
Gay.
Hmm. One of Hollywood's biggest secrets.
Wow. Like Paul Lynn. Nobody knew.
Just like Paul Lynn. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a swinging bachelor.
That's right. I haven't found the right lady yet.
Perpetual bachelor.
All right. So let's do the staff picks and get the fuck out of here. Are you bored? You guys bored?
Now he's all swaltzy.
Yeah, Tim's mad.
I've got salt for you.
I got a bunch of this game's off the table next week.
It's called boogers.
That's right. It's deleted from the document.
No, it's not. We'll do it next week. It's fun. I hope the audience likes it because, you know.
Yeah.
There was some positive feedback for that. That's why I put it in this
Okay, week's. Good. Because it's tough to do some of these impressions right away, but we'll see.
You should have the audience make some suggestions.
Yeah. Okay, do
we
that.
We should be able to work on them, too. Like, I think
I put them in the document
early
so you guys could...
Let's do that. Let's work on it so they're actually funny. All right, let's do our staff picks. I'll do mine
first. Instead of 10, we'll do 5 or something so you have more time now.
Yeah.
Make it and hone them. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, you could focus in and really do 2. How about you should do like that, like 2 guys, 2 girls, and then...
And then elf.
An animal.
An elf.
Two guys, a girl, and then
be a monkey.
Other.
And now, Radio Labyrinth presents TV Before It Was PC.
Hey, it's Tim with another installment of TV Before It Was PC. This week's clip comes to us from February of 1971, an episode of All in the Family that was the first episode of a sitcom to bring a gay man into primetime television. But it didn't turn out the way Archie thought it would. See, Mike Stivic, who was played by Rob Reiner, has a very good friend named Roger, who Archie seems to have a problem with because he's a little bit effeminate. Well, Roger, it turns out, was played by Anthony Geary, most noted for his role as Luke of Luke and Laura fame on the hit ABC soap opera General Hospital. You all remember that saga if you're old enough. But anyway, this is the show's 5th episode, and much to Archie's surprise, a good buddy of his who hangs out at the bar where Archie likes to go to is a former linebacker, and turns out he happens to be the gay person that Archie thinks is manly. So here's a clip of Archie being politically incorrect.
But that don't answer the question, who's the big cheese you're having here for lunch?
Roger.
Roger the fairy?
All right.
Did you hear that, Edith? You know who they're bringing around here for lunch? Roger, sweetie pie, Roger.
All right, Roger, would you cut it out, huh?
It's their friend, Archie.
Listen, Edith, we run a decent home here. And we don't need any strange little birdies flying in and out.
Roger's not a strange little birdie.
His pal, Roger, is as queer as a $4 bill, and he knows it.
That's not only cruel, Daddy, that's an outright lie.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer. Go ahead, Edith. Now answer the guy. Now, you've seen Roger sashaying around here with his la-di-da talk. He's a pansy.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm not an expert on flowers.
Roger, you might as well face it. You're all alone in this. We all know Roger, and we all know he's straight. And even if he wasn't, and I said if, what difference would that make? Do you know that in many countries, England, for instance, there is a law that says whatever 2 consenting adults do in private is their own business?
Listen, this ain't England. We threw England out of here a long time ago. We don't want no more part of England. And for your information, England is a fag country.
What?
Say, ain't they still picking handkerchiefs out of their sleeve, huh? Ain't they still standing around leaning on them skinny umbrellas like this here? I know. Your whole society is based on a kind of a fagdom.
All right, my stat pick this week is a podcast called Mafia. It is on the Audio Boom Network. It is a brand new podcast. It's three or four episodes in. The first two are, they detail the life of, well, not really the whole life, but Sam Giancana. Now, Sam Giancana is was the mob boss of Chicago who helped JFK win the election. And then JFK turned on him when Bobby went after him, when Bobby was the attorney general. And there are a lot of interesting things said about the assassination and how the mob possibly pulled it off. And I happen to believe that there were three mobsters, one in Florida, one in Chicago, and one in New Orleans. Also, things that I never knew this through all the conspiracy shit I've read and watched over the years, Lee Harvey Oswald's uncle was mobbed up. So who knows? And, you know, Jack Rubenstein ran strip clubs, shot him because he was a patriotic American. I believe that he shot him to shut him up. Anyway, the most recent episode, which I listened to today, is about Charles Lucky Luciano.
Yeah.
Luciano,
oh, yeah.
Who created the Empire. Yeah, but he created the mob, totally created what we know as the mob with the five families and the commission and the entire country being ruled as a business, as a corporation. So that's interesting to me. I love all that mob shit. So.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, they're assholes, but again, it's here's the slogan, or here's the short piece of copy from their website. Journey into the underworld of American organized crime and the stories behind the rise and fall of the most notorious mobsters in history. So you're going to get Lucky Luciano, John Gotti, Donnie Brasco, Bugsy Siegel, who was friends with Luciano, and Meyer Lansky, who was the head of Murder Incorporated. This stuff to me just fascinates me. Dutch Schultz, all those guys. So check that out. It is on the Audio Boom platform. You can hear it on iTunes and other.
When did they start talking about Tony Soprano?
Probably never, because he wasn't real.
Oh.
Steph?
Oh, my picks. Oh, just real quick. You know, I told you, the people that adopted my dog.
Yeah.
Their whole basement, the lady, she's an interior designer, and she did her entire basement like a 1920s speakeasy.
Nice.
It's so freaking cool, man. And she has a life-size ceramic sculpture of Al Capone that she hand-painted with Tommy gun in his hand. He's all sitting in a chair at this big homemade bar that they have down there. And like a real billiard table, like the real billiard with stained glass and shit. I mean, like, it's like you walked right into a speakeasy. It's the coolest shit.
Is it the billiard table with the pouch
with
instead
the towels,
of the, yeah.
Yep, the tassels and the whole shit. And then you go into another room and it's like a puzzle room, and then another room and it's just this lady's tea sitting room, and then another room and it's, you know, they got
the sex dungeon.
Yeah, it's just yeah exactly. And I got raped, but anyway. anyway, but I'm over it now.
Good.
So my
toughen up, women.
So yeah, rub some dirt on it. Move on.
Rub some dirt on it.
I did.
I didn't kiss that ugly lady in my tower.
It's just a little balm. Obviously,
who told you to put the balm on?
Well, it burns, Jeff. This is easy. Everybody is probably so psyched about this. Ash versus Evil Dead comes back this Sunday.
Sweet.
Season 3 on Stars, Sunday, February 25th.
Is it opposite of The Walking Dead? I'm hoping it is, so I can watch Ash vs. Evil Dead instead of Walking Dead.
I think it's on at 9.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And, you know, in this season, his daughter.
Yep.
It's, yeah. Mm. It's, so the whole storyline is revolving around his teenage daughter and all this. So it looks like it's going to be pretty good. So anyway, Ash vs. Evil Dead. And my other one is, and I know that this may have been, people say, oh, this is a dead horse been beaten to death, but The Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G., which is going to be on USA.
Is it a series or
it
what?
It is. It's okay. A 10-episode series.
I'm going to check that out.
Yes, because it's based on that book. It's based on the book by that detective Greg Kading or whatever. And he's the one who has said all this conspiracy theory business about the FBI and whoever else was in on this or blah, blah, blah. But it's got our guy, Jimmy Simpson from Westworld, and, you know, our King McPoyle from, which, you know, I love him. I'll watch him in anything. So he's a big part of this. And the guy, one of the directors from the O.J. Simpson, the
The People versus O.J. Simpson, yeah.
Yeah, so he's one of the directors on it. I mean, there's a lot of really good people, and it's on USA. Mr. Robot has given them some street creds. So
okay, yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
So all right.
That is Tuesday, February 27th at 10 o'clock on USA. And then my last real quick thing, this is all we talk about, is these true crime podcasts,
yeah.
Which how much we love. One of my favorites of all time is Sword and Scale. I love Sword and Scale.
Oh, man. Sword and Scale is too scary for me.
Oh, God, it is. And this season has been, I almost can't make it through it. It's so bad. But
do you watch the recap or the after show with, or do you listen to the after show with Lynette and Stephanie?
I have listened to it before, but I generally just listen to the show. I don't have time to listen to the after shows of this shit. I've got so many damn podcasts to listen to. But anyway, the Done Disappeared is the name of this podcast, and it is a parody of all of these murder
Somebody
podcasts.
Got around to doing it. All right.
This shit is going to make you... Okay, all the episodes are like 10 minutes, except for the last one, which is 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to all this at work the other day in like an hour and a half, crying. I was laughing so hard. This shit is so funny. And the guy's name is John David Booter. Yeah. And he does it in such a way. He even does the fake commercials, fake Blue Apron commercials, where he's like, and I had the applesauce and squab sandwich.
Oh, my God. I've been wanting to do this. I can't do it now.
It's ruined. Yeah. He does Blue Apron. He does Sleep Number beds. Any commercial that we've heard on every podcast, he does them all, and he does them so well. And his mystery is this Clara Pockets who went missing in the 80s. And every single person that he talks to, they'll say, yeah, and you remember, she had long black hair. Everybody remembers her looking differently, and he never makes mention that she looks different.
All right.
It just, everybody just goes along with it.
I'm adding this right now.
Done Disappeared. You will.
And
I'm
Sword and Scale did like an intro for them or something, didn't they?
They did, yeah. And that's how I heard
now,
about
I
it.
Now, I follow Sword and Scale, but I haven't listened to any of them yet.
Oh,
why is it
God.
Scary?
Oh, it's because it's so fucking real. I mean,
it's
all,
intense.
Yes.
All right.
It's real stories of horrific things happening
right.
To children and
they talk about like last podcast on the left kind of shit, but they take it
they don't talk
seriously.
All over each
yeah.
other.
Oh no, they play the shit from the real recording when they're in the court. They're right. The real recording of the 911 call.
And cops interviewing them.
Yes, all of the real
bunch
shit.
Bunch of cocks interviewing
cacks. Bunch of cacks interviewing them guys.
Bobby Cox.
Pretty much most of the prolific cases that you can think of, they've covered them, most mm-hmm. of them. And I mean, already this season, it's, God, the first two, they're really rough.
When Jane Bashra was found strangled to death in the back of her SUV, nobody knew what to make of it.
She's dead.
The one before that, though, the first one of this season.
So Many Leaves?
Yes. So Many Leaves is so fucking weird and creepy.
All right, I'm listening to that one on the ride home.
Yes, it'll creep your ass out big time. But Done Disappeared, if you want to laugh. And Amber Gilpatrick, she's my Sword and Scale buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to Done Disappeared, man. You will piss your pants.
Jeff.
Mine is The Tick comes back on Friday.
Yay!
Sweet.
The second half of season one on Amazon Prime.
Yeesh.
Also, Comic Book Man comes back this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Monday, whenever.
Yeah.
After Walking Dead, Talking Dead.
After.
Walking Dead repeat.
After.
So like 3 in the morning, you can watch Comic Book Man. Mm. And on this first episode, the guys that made Shooting Clerks, it's like these Irish guys or Scottish guys, They made like a Kevin Smith biopic,
mm-hmm.
and those guys are on the first episode of Comic Book Man.
Cool.
Okay.
And Mr. Pickles comes back this weekend also on Sunday.
Awesome.
On Adult Swim.
That is a very funny cartoon.
Yeah, Mr. Pickles is hilarious.
Very demonic. Autumn, what's yours?
Well, I'm watching some old YouTube videos of Billy Graham and his sermons. I'm really just getting into the spirit of his life and what he's done for me. Also, scratch-off tickets. I can't stop buying scratch-off tickets, so go out and get yourself a couple scratch-offs. Waste your money on that. Otherwise, I mean, I'm not up on anything. I can't get into anything new because so many new things are so intense and I can't deal. Like, all I want to do is watch garbage, and that's what I'm watching.
Have you checked out Celebrity Big Brother?
No, because that's too much garbage.
Too much garbage, okay.
I love garbage, but it's not like I'll eat literal garbage.
It's garbage.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to eat circus peanuts, but I'm not going to take circus peanuts out of the bottom of a garbage can.
Circus peanuts are delicious.
They are not. They're the fucking poison from hell.
That's why they're garbage, right? Because they're disgusting, but they're I'm into it.
All right. Time for some plugs.
My grandpa loves circus peanuts.
I love circus peanuts.
And Cavalier bologna with the big red rind.
Do you take that off or do you eat that?
No, you take it
off.
Take
it off.
You peel that off?
It's plastic.
I always see that.
You do it with your teeth.
I see that bologna with the red thing around it in the store, and I always wonder, are you supposed to eat that?
If it's not Oscar Mayer, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I always just buy Oscar
You got to fry it.
Yep. Oh, fried bologna's delicious.
Oh, my God, a fried bologna sandwich with an egg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can fry this shit.
You could get a fried bologna sandwich at Steve's old restaurant.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. It took an hour to cook it, but it was good. yeah, and tick turds. What the fuck? I like Lebanon bologna, which you can't get around
sweet
here.
Or regular?
Regular.
Yeah, I don't like the sweet's sweet. Not good.
No, but regular Lebanon bologna's good. All right. So some plugs. You guys got any plugs? Steph, you want to plug your doggy stuff?
Yeah. If you guys can, this month at Gwinnett County Animal Shelter, all the dogs and cats are $18. That's microchipped, spayed, neutered, rabies shot, out the door, can't beat it. Also, if you've ever thought about fostering an animal, now is the time. Everybody in the state, every single rescue that I've talked to, is having a very hard time right now. Nobody can pull any animals because we don't have any fosters. So please consider it. I mean, you can go to mine, barktownrescue.org, and apply. Tim's done it.
And
Caitlin's
what happens
done
is
it.
You fall in love with the dog.
That's not always true.
I'm saying that sometimes you fall in love with the dog.
But I don't want you to scare them and make them think that they're going to end up with 12 dogs.
No. You can foster, take care of an animal.
Or a cat.
Or a cat, yeah. Well, an animal that
and then find
pretty much encompasses.
Yeah. And the organization, they pay for everything. They pay for any vet care.
What about my support hamster?
And I'm just saying, you will save so many lives because, I mean, I was at the shelter today and we had like freaking 6 dogs come in at lunchtime. Okay, and we've got a shit ton of them sitting there, and a bunch of them are going to die, just letting you know. So if we need fosters, that would really help so that the rescues can actually pull some of these animals. So I'm just saying, if you want to
How about Foster Brooks? Allison Karen dog. I've been dead since 79.
Sorry.
But anyway, that's my plugs.
All righty. Jeff, you got anything to plug?
No.
How about you, Autumn?
Just my username.
I thought you were going to say your uterus.
My uterus.
My uterus. Open for business, fellas.
You can find pictures of things that came out of my uterus everywhere at AutoPritz, PRITTS.
Things found in a uterus.
All right. Coming up on the show, we have a bunch of guests. I don't have it listed here, but one guest will be former Regular Guys intern Vinny Bucci, who is eating a car. And there is a documentary being made about him, so I'll be talking to the director and Vinny Bucci. Also, look for me on an upcoming episode of Matt Davis's Atlanta podcast. This is the Atlanta podcast by Matt B. Davis. I recorded it with him today off of John Wesley Dobbs over near Krog Station or Krog Mart, or whatever it's called. By the way, I had a Fred's.
Ooh,
cheesesteak.
Ooh, is it as good as they say?
Oh, fuck. It's the best cheesesteak in town.
I have heard it's the best.
Hey, he posted a little clip of you.
Yeah. He's interviewed a ton of people, but he needs people to download and listen to his podcast. So far, Diamond Dallas Page, 97.1 The River's Katie Kiley, who is an Atlanta radio legend. Eric Von Hessler, also an Atlanta radio legend. English Nick, Atlanta burlesque scene star Ursula Undress.
Yeah.
Steve Craig from 99X fame. And of course, he's on 97.1 The River as well. The original series, Susan Bennett. And of course, me. So we talk about all sorts of things and have a good time. And
very cool.
I don't know when it'll be up. I think in a couple of days. But subscribe to his podcast. It's called The Atlanta Podcast. You can find it on iTunes. And you can also find it on all the other ones.
Super cool.
And like I said, Vinny Bucci, hopefully sometime soon I'll get that on. I may do that one just me and him and the director on some weird night.
The snooch.
The snooch. The gooch. What was the gooch from?
Different Strokes.
Yeah, he was the bully, the gooch. Yes. All right. So that's it for today's show. This week's show. We'll be back next week. And until that time, please remember to keep it.
Retcon.
Boogers.
Gross.
Tasty.
Two Faces Radio.